Thomas turns away.
Push a little daisies.
Thomas gets onto it.
Push a little daisies.
Thomas has uploaded the biggest bell.
Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Daisy Thomas with us this morning, mate.
Daisy.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
It's good to be back.
It's lovely to have you back. You look really well. You look fit.
Yeah. Yes. No, I have been dropping a few, which has been nice. Obviously, last year when I was coming in, I was...
So it's a bit pandemic-y for all of us.
It was brilliant. I was hard to kidnap. That's the way I was looking at it.
Yeah. Yes. A little bit heavier to put in the van.
Correct. A two-person job.
I listened to you guys a couple of weeks ago. I did a full walk and for the whole Anzac Day clash. And the call that you guys did was fantastic. I've been meaning to tell you that.
I appreciate that.
You and Wayne Carey, and I think Das was ball by ball. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Ball by ball.
Play by play, ball by ball.
Play by play.
That's it.
And someone else was play by
Noodles Brown. He was
yes,
up the front.
Yes, he was too, and he was on fire.
He was. No, it was a very good, obviously a great day, and to be able to go in, it was the Monday, of course, so to get in there and be able to share some of the knowledge of, because obviously I probably take for granted a little bit playing in it, because you sort of just expect that, you know.
How many did you play in?
I think I played in five or six of them, but again, when you're playing in them, you love the occasion, and that's certainly not lost on you, but you know it's coming around every year.
Mm.
You don't realise how envious other people are who don't get to play in it. The rest of the AFL world stops and watches that game.
Mm.
Outside of finals, it's arguably the biggest game you want to play in.
And the Big Freeze is another one that you guys play in as well, isn't it?
The Queen's Birthday Clash. Yeah. Yes. So, that, again, and that
That's
was
another big one.
Another big one. And obviously this week, I think we have Dreamtime at the G. So these are starting to be more and more blockbusters, which is good, starting to share it around a little bit, because for a while there, it was pretty much the pies or bust.
Yeah.
You played an Anzac Day as an 18-year-old.
I did.
Yeah. Gee, that's
pretty
young.
Intimidating.
Yeah, and I kicked the winning goal and took a hanger, but so I don't really remember it. Mark
just
of the week, goal.
Those
the week,
couple of things. some possible FOF topics focus
yes.
on football.
Oh, FOF.
FOF, yeah. Yeah, we're really banging footy. FOF on football. The dissent rule Friday night with Jordan DeGoey, who clearly tried to restrain. He did give it a bit of jeez, then he very quickly put his arms down 50 metres.
Yes, it's confusing. I think it is, isn't it? Because it wasn't meant to be confusing. It was confusing at the start, and then the Brad Scott came out and said, no, this is it. Any sort of movement, motion, anything, you're done. You're pinged. Yeah. And we all went, look, it's going to suck. But I think Scotty Pendlebury, who's been on here a couple of times, he came out and said, look, we as players understand it.
They've been training for it.
Well, apparently, yeah. But I find it hard to train out human emotion. That's the thing a natural reaction, whether you're upset at yourself or frustrated at a decision, in a high-pressure game, it's hard not to do anything. Like if you dropped peanut butter.
Yeah, that's
you'd
right.
You'd be, what have I done?
Yeah.
To do that in a high-pressure situation and then get pinged 50 is tough. And then you watch the rest of the games, hardly any of them are paid and the players are still throwing arms around or remonstrating verbally or with some action. So there's still some real grey area there for mine, an absolute stinker of a rule.
Brad Scott reckons it's rapidly becoming a non-issue in the sport, but I think he might be the only one thinking that.
The irony is that obviously Brad and Chris Scott were two absolute psychos when they played.
Yeah, they really were. We've had this conversation. Brad Scott, the worst.
Came round at the start of the season and presented to everyone. Yeah. And he's like,
and in the box for the Roo boys. I mean, nothing controlled whatsoever.
Almost giving away 50s from the coach's box.
What about Leon Cameron's replacement? Are you hearing anything?
No, I'm hearing the same things everyone's hearing. Clarko's going to coach the next six teams. He'll be coaching the Gold Coast.
He's going to have to fit a couple in down there.
He's going to be busy.
What about Ross Lyon, your favourite?
Yeah, I do love Ross.
Well, I love Ross as well. Hopefully he doesn't go for the sake of Triple M football listeners.
Yeah.
He's been fantastic. Does Rossi still enjoy the coaching side of it? I think he enjoys speaking about it a lot more, but whether or not he has that fire in the belly, I think he's quite comfortable rolling in here on a Sunday after enjoying himself on a Saturday night.
Exactly.
Sitting next to the duck in the back row and having a really good time. And I think that's probably, and look, I haven't spoken to Ross about this, but I saw Clarko the other night in at AFL 360. I was doing a spot in there. He'd just gotten back from his America trip talking and telling me about it and speaking about his time with the Golden State Warriors. The fire when he started talking about coaching and tactics and that just
still
bang. So he's ready to go. If anyone could land him, and at the minute there's one job available, you'd imagine that the GWS Giants will be going hell for leather to get him. And at the moment, everyone else is going, well, Gold Coast Suns is the other option. Stewie Jew's just beaten Sydney and Fremantle.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty disrespectful that at the moment we're still talking about him as if he won't be there next season because they've turned it around pretty quickly, the Gold Coast Suns, and at the minute they're one of the informed teams.
And they've got kids re-signing too, the Suns.
There's a lot of upside.
It's because they love Ripley's, believe it or not.
I think you're right.
And of course, schoolies. That'll be back again in
cocktails
September, October.
Who doesn't want to go Campbell Avenue after they've kicked the footy all day?
I'll be there.
Still having a run around. We don't have to get into specifics. But June 4th is a bigger run around for you.
It is. The biggest of runarounds, arguably I'll have this year for the Carlton draft. So I'm going up to nil. So as part of...
Yes.
I'm not sure if you're across the Carlton draft, but obviously Carlton draft did a play on words and did the Carlton draft.
And there's eight of you blokes?
There's eight of us who... So all the local Victorian footballing sides were able to nominate for the draft. Eight people were lucky enough to find someone.
I love it.
Unfortunately, I went pick eight, which was a little bit interesting. An absolute draft steal.
What a slider.
Absolutely. I get you at pick eight. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Boy.
And were you saying Will Alex Rance did his Carlton draft game this weekend?
Yeah, he played for Campbell's Creek and they lost by 99 points.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
The week before, they lost by 251. So I think he had impact.
Yeah, yes. It's definitely improving there at Campbell's Creek.
Well, hopefully Neil aren't as shit as Campbell's Creek. Because I don't want to go out there because I'm not leaving the goal square. And if the ball's not coming down.
Will you Airbnb it? Will you turn it into a weekend away?
Well, I think I'm going to have to. It's in nil, so it's about 4.5 hours.
Yeah, you'll have to stay
over. Or 45 minutes by chopper.
Is that part of the Carlton drafting?
I think there's a seconds game that might be stopped at some point just so I can land.
Daisy's arriving.
Yeah, sorry, fellas. Just clear the oval for the landing and then clear the 50 when I play.
Yes, beautiful. Well, it was an interesting round of football, of course. North almost dominated Port and then fell away. Who else have we got? What were the good games this weekend?
There's a few ones that are going to be real talking points. So the Essendon game again last week, they were fantastic, got a win, and sort of everyone let them be for a little while, and then they came out against Sydney.
14-21 for Sydney.
Just didn't fire a shot, the Bombers, which is really unfortunate. 30 tackles in a game of football.
Yeah, I think for the whole team?
For the entire team. The lowest amount from an AFL side since 2003.
Yeah, that's awful.
So that's just effort. That's all that is. So everything else, if your system falls down, if your skills fall down, you can almost be let off for that. At this level, it isn't good enough. But to then produce that, which is something you can rock up and control, that's why everyone's going to be back on the Bombers again this week.
Hawthorn Richmond look good for a while there too.
Yeah, Hawks are surprising a few. I think their ability to hang into games, they're not playing the most picturesque or beautiful football, but their ability just to scrap and have a crack. And conversely, if you're comparing the two teams where a lot of people probably had Essendon higher than Hawthorn on the ladder, Hawthorn each week and... Bar probably, I think it was the St Kilda game where they got smoked. Fair enough. You're going to get inconsistencies. They're a young side.
Mm.
But the Hawks, they have a crack. And you got to love that as a Poos and Wee supporter. If you're going to wear the colours, you've got to enjoy it.
I did hear an interesting stat about North through the commentary on the weekend. And we've got 11 guys who have played less than 50 games and another 6 guys on top of that who are between 50 and 100. So when you talk about consistency, some of these blokes are, kids.
Yeah,
well, really.
And when you do field kids, you do get the consistencies, not only in sort of the team's performance, but also obviously their own performance, and that can fall away. If you have 3 or 4 or 5 blokes who have a down day, that's when you fall away very quickly. So it's tough for North at the moment. Obviously, Horn Francis wasn't playing on the weekend.
Rested.
And again, that's probably going to have to happen a couple more times throughout the season. He's a young guy, and he has been playing senior football over in the Sandful. However, it's a complete other level coming into
the
AFL.
When you were a young guy, what were the issues that you were going through in those first 50 games?
I was very similar. So I think Mick Mouldhouse, I think I would have got rested about 8th game because I started falling away really quickly. Same thing, that energy that you have, you come in and you just start getting beaten up. The bigger bodies, I would have been 75, 78 kilos dripping wet at that stage.
Yeah.
Coming up, second game played on Glen Archer.
Oh my God.
Genuinely just belted the crap out of me from go to woe.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like at the time he's running around, no worries. The residual effect and just bang, bang on, you get really, really sore and you can't produce. And then, as I say, you fall away. We were lucky at the time. We only had a couple of younger kids in the side, so the inconsistency from the team point of view wasn't there. But that's something they'll have to face. And I think we're sort of seeing a little bit of that with Collingwood at the minute. They started the season really well. But again, those inconsistencies that we thought would come are starting to show up.
Do you think with like a, as a young player, as you start to make a name for yourself, players start noticing you and targeting you a little bit more, like Ginnivan in the Richmond game a little bit?
There's a little bit of that, and you've got to expect that. Obviously, it's nice to go out there and just sort of do what you want and as you will without any, for the first couple of games, no one really knowing what you're doing. Yeah, but then like a Ginnivan, you kick five, you have blonde rinse through your hair. It's hard not
to GoPro.
And a GoPro. It's hard not to draw any attention. So that's and Horn Francis, we know at the moment he'd be North Melbourne's top five players. So there's no real easy way for him to go about it.
St Kilda, that was a great game. I actually watched most of that game and, gee, they fought back. That was a big turnaround.
Yeah, it was. And again, fantastic to see. You know, we think Geelong are going to be probably in the top four again this season. So for the Saints to be ticking along nicely, they needed a win. They'd lost their last two, obviously a close one to Port Adelaide up in Cairns, and then five goals-ish to Melbourne the week before. So, and it looked like for the first half and maybe a touch more into that third term that Geelong were just doing it easy enough. Mm. And Saints didn't really have any questions that were troubling Geelong. And then all of a sudden they got hard, they got tough, they rolled up the sleeves and they just went bang, 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 a little bit of whooshka wowee. And they and they put it to bed pretty quickly. Then Geelong came back at the start of the fourth. It was like, oh, game on again. But the Saints, the pleasing thing I was calling in the game was their growth, their ability just to chip the ball around, knock 3 or 4 minutes off the clock and give Geelong no chance.
Beautifully done, Daisy. God, what great Foff.
Season pro.
Great Foff.
Great guy.
Yeah. Well done, mate. Lovely
Thanks
to see you.
Thanks very much for having me.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.